When the Bible talks about how we can live well and thrive, it gives us a picture right at the very beginning of Psalm 1 about what we need to be like. So we're going to just read this together. Do you want to read it with me? No, say some people at the back, but look, we're going to anyway. So let's read together. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And there's a beautiful picture there of a willow tree growing at the side of a river, pulling up the water. So those of you who come here regularly will know I tend to do quite a bit of research when I'm going to do a talk. So this week I've been researching trees. If God's telling us that a righteous person, a good person, is like a tree, I thought we might find out a bit more about trees. So let's have a look together. Simple quiz first, everybody. We'll go on a slide, please. Parts of a tree. Okay, this is easy. Isaac knows all the answers already. But let's have a think together. What are those bits at the bottom? Roots. You can shout out, this is fine, this is easy. It's hard to get this quiz wrong. Okay, what do roots do? Isaac? They soak up the water. That's how the tree gets all its water, when it needs water to survive. Okay, what's that solid bit in the middle, everybody? Ooh, not so many people sure about that one. That's the tree trunk, everybody. Okay, so the tree trunk is the core of the tree. It's the strong bit that keeps everything else together. Some trees have really solid trunks, like an oak tree, really big, solid, hardwood trunk. Other trees, like maybe a silver birch, has got more flexibility to it. Doesn't matter which tree it is, but they all have a trunk through which all the goodness that comes up from the ground, all the water, gets up to the rest of the tree. Okay, what are the dark bits that you can see in the top of the tree? Branches and? No, branches and? Twigs. No harm in being a twig. There's a verse in the Bible where Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches, but some of us feel happy as twigs and that's fine. What do they do? What do branches and twigs do? Support the leaves. Christian's desperate to tell me. Yeah, that's how everything gets up, isn't it, to the leaves and the fruits. And then we've got a whole load of different coloured things. So what are those? Leaves, that's right. What do leaves do for trees? Thank you, big word. Spell it for me. No. Photosynthesis. Basically, the leaves act as little fuel cells for the tree because trees need sunlight. Like solar panels for trees. Thank you, Andrew. What a great analogy. Okay, and if we were here in the summer and this was a fruit tree, big clue in what I've just said, what else might we see on the tree? Blossom and then fruit. Yeah. So I didn't have to Google all those bits. I knew those already. I just want to reassure you about that. But I did then go and look and say, okay, if we're called to be like a tree, and a tree is supposed to be fruitful, I learned this week that all trees and shrubs produced fruit. Not all of it's good for us, but they all produce some form of fruit. I didn't know that. I'm going to go and look at the shrubs in my garden in the spring. So I found a great website because I thought, if I'm supposed to be like a tree and I'm supposed to bear fruit, I'd want to be good at it. So how could I be more fruitful? And I thought I'd start with trees. So let's have a look together. I found a great website if you want to browse somewhere interesting this afternoon. That is, it's a bit like that Ron Seal ad, you know, does what it says on the tin. This website is called growgreatfruit.com. Interesting website if you have fruit trees. And I said, I went and had a look and thought, what do I need to do if I've got fruit trees in my garden and I want more fruit from them? Well, Grow Great Fruit told me three things. They said, first of all, I need to plant more trees. More fruit trees, more fruit. That's quite obvious, isn't it? Secondly, I can add more varieties by grafting new branches into existing trees. Have you ever seen a tree like that that's got more than one type of fruit? Really interesting to see. And thirdly, you can improve the harvest or the yield from your existing trees. Okay, so you can give them any of these five things. More of any of these is normally helpful. So sunshine, water, good soil, nutrients, and space to grow. And interesting, it's space to grow at the bottom of the tree, in the roots, and space to grow in the canopy of the tree, all the leaves as well. So as I looked at this, because I'm quite nosy, I wanted to know, what sort of fruit would you grow in your garden if you could? What sort of fruit would you grow and really enjoy eating? Can you talk to your neighbours for a second, find out what you might like? Okay, everybody, what would you like to grow more of in your garden?
I might have a crab apple.
Crab apple tree, okay. For jam and jelly?
Mangoes.
Good choice. Okay. Judith, what would you grow in your garden?
I'd like strawberries and raspberries. Ask my friend.
Limes and lemons.
Limes and lemons.
Plum trees.
Plum trees, they're great, aren't they? Lovely. Nini, what would you grow more of?
Mango.
Mango, more mangoes.
Chilies, figs and cactus.
Chilies, figs and cactus. That's a very tropical garden. Let me come over here. What might you grow on a tree in your garden?
Figs. In Mexico, I'd say. Yes. Figs, mangoes, bananas.
Sounds great. Anybody at the back, what would you like to grow in your garden? I'm coming to Rachel. What would you like to grow in your garden?
Matilda wants strawberries.
Strawberries. I would go for strawberries as well. Thank you. Anything you might like?
Apples.
We grow lots of apples here, don't we? So we've talked about all of those good fruit. But now I need to give you a warning. Okay. A serious warning, guys, because there are some fruit that you mustn't go near. Okay. Here are three. Jonathan's going to go on for me. Here are three, okay. Two you might not have heard of, but one you'll know, and I'll explain why it's a problem in a minute. The first fruit, the one that looks like green plums up in the top, they've got a really funny name. They're called pong pong fruit, and they grow on the pong pong tree. Okay, in Southeast Asia. Pong pong fruit are very dangerous. If you'll eat them, you'll probably die. So just a warning. Anybody ever says, I'm going to grow a pong pong tree, say no, go for something better. Secondly, down the bottom, does anybody recognise this little one? It looks a bit like a crab apple, doesn't it? Anybody know what it is? No, it's not a quince. It's a fruit called a manchineele. And it's from the Caribbean. Manchineele sounds all right, doesn't it? So French, manger, sounds quite good. But actually, it's got a nickname. That one's called the death apple. So you don't want to go near that one either. That one is so bad for you that if you eat some of it, you're very unlikely to survive. Now, what's the one in the top corner? It's an apricot. Anybody like apricots? Yeah, they're really lovely, aren't they? And there's nothing wrong with eating an apricot as long as you don't eat the kernel in the middle. Okay. Now, you probably couldn't just crunch your way through one, but if it's powdered or in pieces... It's a stone in the middle of the apricot. And do you know why you shouldn't eat that? Anybody know? Nini? It's cyanide. So when you eat it, it's all right, but when it goes into your tummy... It turns into cyanide, which is a poison, and will kill you. So God tells us that we, just like trees, can grow fruit. In the book of Galatians, which is in the New Testament, chapter 5, there's a list of fruit that we can grow. So there are lots of people here this morning who come here regularly. Let's see if we can get the 9 fruit that are talked about in the book of Galatians. Some people have got words. Don't cheat if you've got a word. But what do you think they might be? Anybody want to tell me any of the 9 fruits of the spirits in Galatians 5? Patience. Thank you. That's one. Joy, definitely. Thank you. Joy would count as happiness. Thank you, Isaac. Goodness, kindness, faithfulness.
Self-control.
Self-control, said Jane loudly from the front. Thank you, Jane. Okay. Patience. Yes, that's right. In long suffering, Christian. Love is the first on the list. That's great. Okay. Now, I think we've got some people in the room who've got those words on pieces of paper. Can I just ask you to stand up and say what's on your piece of paper, please? Not simultaneously. Okay. No, no, you can all stand up, but just don't say it all at once. Okay. Richard.
Kindness.
Rachel. Steve. Love. Okay. Ava. Patience. Goodness, as Pauline's got, we've got a row there. Peace and joy. Lovely. Thank you to you all. Lisa.
Self-control.
Thank you. Isabella.
Faithfulness.
Okay. The Bible says that we, with God's help, can grow these things in our own lives and in our own characters, that we can become a beautiful tree and a fruitful tree for God.
So
I think that we might make a fruit tree. Anybody on for making a fruit tree with me this morning? Okay. So if you have got one of those words, please bring it up now. Andrew's going to move over here. Andrew is my sequined assistant this morning. And I also thought I'd bring some fruit. Would anybody like to come and make a fruit to try on the tree? No, you're too old, I'm afraid, Rachel. Well, you're very young for a grown-up. But do you like to have a try at one, Isaac? Okay. Anybody else want to have a go? So give Andrew your word. Here's a fruit. Have an orange fruit. There we go. Joanna, would you like a fruit? There we go. Jamie, Rory. Okay. Yeah? If you give it to Andrew, he will make it into something wonderful for you. Rory? No? You going to have one? Actually, I'm going to give you a flower instead. There we go. Anybody like a flower?
Yes, please.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're not too old. Hello, would you like a fruit? There we go, okay. Mummy can show you how to make it. That's super. Do you like a flower? There we go. Anybody else looking for flowers? Nini's on for a flower. Okay. Give you that one. Lovely. Okay, anybody else? I've got a couple of fruit left. No, you'll make a flower. You'll know what to do. Okay, I've got 2 more fruits. Bill, you have a fruit. Bill, thank you. I think. There we go. There you go. So when you've made your fruit or your flower, Andrew's going to put it on the tree for us. Brilliant. Do you want to show everybody, Isaac? What sort of fruit do you think that might be?
Orange.
An orange, a giant orange. Thank you. Right, anybody else got one? Lovely. Another orange, maybe it's a satsuma. What might be a big red fruit? An apple, maybe? Lovely apple, that's right. So the Bible says that we can have these things in our life, that us developing these things in our own lives makes God happy. And if we can't do it by ourselves, which is often the case, that he will send the Holy Spirit to help us. So I don't know about you, when I look at that list, some of them are harder than others, aren't they? I find patience quite difficult. So I ask God to help me And he put me in lots of situations where I needed to be very patient. That wasn't quite what I was hoping for, but it is how I learnt to be patient. Anybody struggle to be peaceful? Peaceful is a bit tricky one, isn't it? So you have to learn to ask for peace in difficult situations. Anybody here find self-control a bit of a challenge? Yeah, some of you are not. Yeah, some of you are going, yeah, and some of you are like nodding quietly to yourselves. That's fine. Okay. Thank you, Jane. That's great. Lovely. Thank you. Jane, so I've got a question for you all this morning. We're going to sing another song in a minute, but just before we do, if you are going to ask God for more of one of the fruits of the Spirit for you this morning, what would it be? When you look at yourself, what can you recognize you need God's help to be more like? So that could be goodness, peace, love, faithfulness, being joyful, gentleness, kindness, self-control, or patience. I wonder which one it is that you might need God's help for more with this morning. I want to tell you there's good news, because God says he gives us good gifts. When we pray, he answers us. So maybe as we're singing the next song, you might like to think about what you might quietly ask God for this morning. Let's sing again. Music group, if you'd like to come on up.